Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Worthy is your name.
I would like to call your attention to St. Matthew chapter 4. Just a quick study. Join me in this study today, brought to you by Revelation 13:9.com. It starts off by saying in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hunger. Alright, so the first temptation. So it's three temptations, the Bible says. And the first one comes in verse 3. It says that when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." Now, what came to me while reading this was, first of all, note that Jesus was fasting. It says he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And then it said afterward he was anhungered. Mean that he was hungry. Right? The physical man gets hungry. It didn't say that while he was fasting he was hungry. No, it said that afterward he was hungry. So after he has ended the fasting, he was hungry. And it said that immediately the tempter, who is the devil, who is Satan, the old serpent, came to him and said to him. Now, when Jesus was fasting, I have to point this out, that when Jesus was fasting, he was in the spirit. That's very important to note. He was in the spirit. So a spirit man right here, a spirit man is, I would say, fired up, because here the tempter comes and Jesus was able to resist him because Jesus fasted for 40 days. His spirit man, or the spirit part of him, I should say the spirit part of him was so much alive that even when the tempter came, he was able to resist him, and not just to resist him, but he also gave him the word of God, which it was so powerful that the word of God said that the devil left him for a time and the angels of God came and ministered unto him. So I'll continue here in verse 4. So Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Alright, so remember he said to him, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." So he said that to him in verse 3. In verse 4, so that was Satan. Jesus now responded in verse 4. He said to him, "It is written." It is written. He's giving him the word. "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And here where he quoted from, when he said it is written, he quoted from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. So he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Note keenly, he's not saying that man don't live by bread, you know. He's saying that man don't live by bread alone. So he's saying that we need food for our physical body, but it's not just food for our physical body, but we need the word of God. And that is what keeps us alive. But even more so, the word of God. We cannot do without the word. So we need both food for this physical body and the word of God for the Spirit. Alright, so it said by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That tells me about confidence, because it is saying here, this is not just any word, but it's what proceeds from the mouth of God. So therefore, we get confidence here that once God says it, then it is so. It is already done, because God said it. God cannot lie. He's not a man, so he cannot lie. So once God has said it, it is already done. So I want you to know that when it says every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, confidence. It is also saying obedience, because Jesus said it is written. So he's saying to us, man shall not live by bread alone. It's obedience too, because God said it, then we must receive it and we must obey it. So the typical man out there, you talk to him, he knows that he needs food for his physical body. Most times, they don't cater or care for the spirit part of the man. So that is why Jesus had to say it here. It is written. So he's talking here about obedience. There's also trust. And there can be so many other things that come out just from this Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. But we'll continue. So that was Jesus' first temptation to turn stones into bread. So the tempter came and said, Jesus, you must be hungry. I watched you for 40 days without food. You must be hungry. Turn these stones into bread. Okay, so the second temptation comes in Matthew 4, starting at verse 5. It says that the devil taketh Jesus up into the holy city and setteth him on a high pinnacle of the temple. And here it is now. Matthew chapter 4 verse 6. If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. This is Satan quoting the scriptures. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Satan just quoted the scripture. Remember, Jesus gave him the scripture in Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. Now Satan is quoting the scripture. And the scripture he quote here is a very popular one that most of us know. That is Psalm 91 verses 11 and verse 12. He said that he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. What I want to point out here is the source. The source, because there are two sources. Jesus alluded to this when he was talking about the eye. If the eye be evil, and if the eye be single, and if the light that is coming out be darkness, how great is the light? You remember that? So Jesus really told us back then that there are two sources. There are two sources of light. One from Satan and one from God. So it depends on the source that you are connected to. The source is what matters. So right here, even though Satan was quoting the scriptures, the scripture is the truth of God. But Satan is the wrong source. He's from the dark side. So even though he's quoting the scripture that is light, because it is coming from a dark place, we must resist it. That is what is happening here. So Jesus in verse 7, Matthew 4 verse 7, answered no. He's replying to Satan. It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So Jesus here called him to order. He called him to order. He's saying, look, you are the wrong source. You came here quoting the scripture as if quoting the scripture, which is the truth, would make what you are saying the truth. No. Wrong source. And remember what he was tempting him with. He was saying, look, I'm going to give you everything that you are seeing here. Just worship me. So when Jesus called him to order, Jesus said to him, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Remember, I just told you that Jesus was the one here that was being tempted. Right here, remember, Satan said, if thou be the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. So he's saying that if really and truly you are who you say you are, then do this. But Jesus don't take order from Satan. He doesn't take order from man. He's in charge. So right here in verse 7, he says, look, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So he was tempting Jesus. And Jesus let him know that, how dare you come to me with my word. I am in charge here. So take note of the source. The source is very important. The third temptation, and I hope you got that just now in verse 7, you know. Jesus is the one being tempted. Jesus came here. The word in John chapter 1 says, the word became flesh and dwelt amongst man. And this word that became flesh and dwelt amongst man is Jesus Christ. So don't get it wrong. So he is the Son of God. And here he's telling Satan here, do not tempt him. Do not tempt him. All right. So the third temptation, it said, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world. So I wanted to note here that the second temptation here in Matthew 4, because there's another part of it in Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 4. So both of them telling you about the three temptations. So I'm dealing with the one in Matthew chapter 4. So remember, the second temptation, he took him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle and tell him to throw down himself. Right, so let's ensure we get that right. Then the third temptation here, he said that, I will give you all the kingdoms of the world, and all these things will I give you if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written. Here Jesus again giving him the word, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. That was the third temptation. Jesus finally just wrap it up, put him in his place, and let him know that, look, thou shalt worship only God. So Jesus is telling us here, you know, in all of this, that the devil will come and tempt us. But at the end of the day, only worship God. Be careful of the source that you are receiving truth from, because the source is also very important. And remember, obedience to God's word, confidence in God's word, knowing that his word is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So let's just take something from him here and be encouraged today. Verse 11, I'm going to just wrap it up with this. Matthew chapter 4, verse 11 says that the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Praise the Lord. Remember to visit the website at www.revelation13verse9.com. Blessings.